5:35.
Oh, they got one for you.
You got one for Laura, no?
Yes, and I thought I'd put it
there.
Well, those are riches. I don't even know how to open. I had one for you in my hands, and I thought I'd hand this to you.
All right. Resolution, we're going to take the other resolutions out of order first, just so that we get them done quickly. It's not going to take much. Resolution 141, authorize the issue of additional $392,480,000 in bonds for the cost of the slope stabilization various road projects. Moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
143, authorize the issue of additional $262,397 bonds of Ulster County to be part by the installation of shoulders along 299.
I move.
Moved by Tracy. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
146, authorize the reconstruction of various roads throughout and in for the County of Ulster at the maximum cost of $425,000 and authorize the issue of $425,000 in bonds to pay for the cost. Move. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 147, this was held over from last week regarding the owners of the property. It's authorizing the conveyance of county-owned property to original owners, Department of Finance. Move. Second. Bert, just want to clarify that.
I think I did send out an email. There is a joint tenant with a right of survivorship that was on this deed, and unfortunately, one of the owners did pass away. We do have a death certificate, so the resolution is correct with the name on it that says John Sullivan. So we did go through the proper channels to make sure that is correct.
All righty. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 131 is approval execution of a contract amended to excess of 50th Interbody County, Westchester Medical Center, Department of Health. Move.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All right, on discussion, we have many different reports, analyzations, whatever you want to call them, from the county exec's office, Ken Cornell, Alicia DeMarco from the controller's office. I think there's two apiece, if I'm not mistaken. We have Dr. Carol Smith right here, who's the head of that department here. The question became, we held it over because there was some concerns about what we were paying on autopsies of, per autopsy. We have much documentation here, and there again, there's still, from what I'm going to probably hear tonight, some still questions, and different views of everything. So, in saying all that, let me ask the committee first if they have any concerns.
Well, yes. I think the only concern would be, are they withholding any funding for services that have already been provided?
Holding service
holding funding, since we can't get this. I mean, it's in the budget, so there's no outstanding bills that we would need to worry about at this point.
No, what's before you is a resolution to extend our existing contract for an additional 3 years.
Right. But I'm certain they've already been providing services, though,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, this is the ongoing contract that was entered into in 2017.
Okay.
We did it for a year. We really like the service we've gotten. We've met our objectives. We think it's really cost effective. So we're asking for a 3-year extension with the terms of the contract.
Glenn?
When you were analyzing it, did you have a threshold whereby doing it, outsourcing it, was less cost efficient than bringing it in-house? I mean, when you were doing your analysis?
Yeah, actually, maybe Dr. Smith is a better person to speak to it, but at the time, we had a long-term provider with the county that provided autopsies, and he declined to renew the contract. He had taken on additional clients in the Capital District, so we were left with, what do we do? So it was a very extensive project. Obviously, the commissioner is very concerned that we meet our mandates under state law to have the autopsies performed at the request of the medical examiner. So we did an RFP. The best response we got from that RFP was from Dutchess County itself. That proposed an agreement where it was much costlier than what we put together locally. We were also concerned that our law enforcement personnel often go with the remains to the morgue, and under their proposal, we'd have to use their morgue in Poughkeepsie, and we felt that would take our law enforcement officers off duty for too long a period of time, especially when they're coming from the hinterlands of our county that's geographically the size of Rhode Island. So we then did an interim contract with a pathologist. That pathologist was hired by Westchester Medical Center, which is the parent of the Hudson Valley Health Alliance. And we've entered into this global contract. Because, of course, you can't just have one pathologist. You have to have backup. You know, what do you do when the pathologist is not available? When someone dies, you've got a certain amount of time to complete an autopsy. So by doing this contract with Westchester Medical Center, we get the services of a dedicated forensic pathologist, the support staff, it's called a deaner for that. When they're on vacation, they then use their resources that are much larger than Health Alliance to bring in substitutes. And we also, through another contract, use the morgue at the Health Alliance.
Is that why our increase, that's why we're seeing an increase in pathology services from last year, almost double?
No, there's not an increase in pathology services that doubled from last year.
Okay, I saw services at 41,000, we're now putting in 80 for 2018. Did I misread that?
Yeah, I think you misread that, Legislator Archer. Yeah. So, I mean, what the issue is what we talked about is we budgeted approximately 470,000, Kristen, for this function. We then renegotiated a contract that, quite frankly, we think we're going to beat that number. So part of the contract is a fixed amount, and part is a not to exceed based upon fees. You know, it all depends on what laboratory tests are ordered by the pathologist. So you don't know.
So can you just confirm for me then that in the controller's report, the contractual expenditures, is that table correct?
I don't have which version of the report.
I have to say, just in all due respect to everybody's work, it's trying to, you know, a last minute issue got put on the table. Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm hoping we can get past this and we have a more timely response in the future. Mm-hmm. But then this back and forth about what's the right number or not, it makes it very difficult for us to be reading memo after memo, counterpoint. Can we just get a common way of looking at the numbers?
Let me make it really simple for the legislator.
Okay, please.
In 2017, cost per autopsy was $2,883. That's based upon what we expect our closeout of the 17 contract will be. That's the use of the, including the pathologist, the use of their staff, and the use of the morgue at the Health Alliance. Okay, so that's actual spending versus divided by the number of autopsies. That's how you figure out a per unit cost of something. This other analysis is based upon what's the total cost of the division of medical examiner divided by the number of autopsies. But the truth is, autopsies is just one function in a much larger body of work coming out of the medical examiner's office.
But my understanding was the same methodology was applied once the correction was made from the controller's office, which included all of the headcount in the medical examiner's office. So you were comparing apples to apples once the correction was made, correct?
No.
We're
talking about the cost for autopsies.
Autopsies only. So
right,
whatever.
They're talking about the cost for the medical examiner's division divided by the number of autopsies. And the correct way to do it would be how much do you spend on autopsies versus how many autopsies you perform.
Right.
That's how much you're paying per autopsy. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that number for 17 was $2,883.
Okay.
Can I just point of clarification?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because in our report, our cost for autopsy, there was a footnote to that said that we did not imply that to be the actual cost for autopsy, but we were taking the total departmental expenditures, dividing by an output of the office to develop some form of performance metric. Now, if you're going to exclude all of the personnel services that are related to the medical examiner's office in your analysis, when you can figure out what price per autopsy is, you would have to do the same in Dutchess County. Now, Dutchess County, their medical examiner staff have to do the same things that our medical examiner staff does. They have 5 full-time staff equivalents. We have 3, essentially. We have 2 part-time and 2 full-time. So if you're going to be fair to include all of the costs, and to be fair in saying that we don't know how to calculate a cost per autopsy, you should read the footnote in our report, which said we did not mean for this to actually be a cost per autopsy. And your numbers fail to include the staff, their benefits, and the supplies that are run through that office. So if they're not attributable to the medical examiner's office, then just tell me where they should be put. Because I have to attribute them somewhere. And if we're including them in Dutchess County's departmental costs and dividing by their output, which is significantly higher than that of Dutchess, I do feel that that's a reasonable performance metric as long as it's all cited and we're being upfront and honest about it. Now, all of the information that we've included in our report, because it's been criticized, we went through great length to attach every single piece of backup documentation and provide a key so that you can find where it came from. So in terms of the attacks made on my office and our integrity and our professionalism, I would like to say that our back and forth on that end of the memo was so that we can defend the integrity of our office and our reports, which is to provide information so that you guys can act in the best interest of the taxpayer. We're not here to criticize that contract. We're just offering up the idea that maybe it should be looked at because the costs have ballooned over this time frame. We looked at it because the medical examiner's office costs have increased. Now, we spoke to the office back and forth. Their performance has increased. Their lag time has gone down. The number of determined deaths has increased. I think that there have been some considerable increases in performance. There are also considerable increases in costs. And when we look at other departments for other counties, we're just looking at it to say, is there something to warrant further analysis? Now, when the executive's office says that they conducted an in-depth analysis to determine what the cost would be in-house, I'd much rather look at what the executive's office put together to determine what parcels of land are available here, or do we have one already? What facilities would be needed for Ulster County to accomplish those number of autopsies? What kind of staff we need? But because I don't have that information and I'm not able to pull it, I used what I had available just to have a means of comparison. Now, to say that we concluded in our report that this contract was not in the best interest of the county is false, because the last sentence in our report says that we think, as a result of this report, that the people involved should conduct an analysis and determine if the costs are in line, which are significantly higher than we paid before and appear to be higher than some of our surrounding providers. I'm not saying that this contract shouldn't be approved, and I think in the short term it has to be approved because we have to provide these services. I think it's unfortunate that there's no time for us to conduct a more meaningful analysis or to review the information that the executive's department and the health department already prepared and already went through. But I don't know why we were given a 3-week time frame to approve the contract. That was as soon as my office was able to identify it and bring forward the information. We scrambled to get you what we had because we had noticed that there were some issues with costs. We have no ulterior motives. I have no benefit to any one person or another conducting autopsies in Ulster County. The goal of my office is to provide some information to taxpayers and to legislators to assist you in determining the best use of county funds. And that's it.
I think I can wrap it up pretty much.
What's that?
If I could just respond and just wrap it up. So thank you for acknowledging the good work of the Department of the Medical Examiner's Office. We've come from a system. We had a system designed to meet the needs of 1980. And we invested some resources in as part of the 2017 budget process, which we presented to the legislature. You approved those appropriations, and we've had great results. We now know, with a much better degree of certainty, what the cause of death is of people in Ulster County. We now are able to turn around a final autopsy report in less than 60 days, which is a major improvement. The bulk of the increases did not go toward autopsies. The bulk of the increases went for additional staffing to meet our mandate to provide 24/7 coverage. We also have a full-time staff person that works for the medical examiner that handles all the day-to-day activity, when before that work was handled on a part-time basis through one of the secretaries in Dr. Smith's office. So we made some major investments. We've had a good result. But the contract before you today is for a renewal of a contract that is very cost effective, compares very well to what we could either do ourselves or what other counties are doing, and we think you should approve it.
All right, it's saying, first of all, yeah, no one's here is, pointing fingers back and forth. All right, let's make that very clear. It's unfortunate that this happened the way it did, last minute. Yeah, we're had our backs against the wall. I want to thank Alicia for her hard efforts. Her and I went back and forth with emails on Friday afternoon. I don't know, we probably had about 5 or 6 going back and forth. I appreciate you getting everything done, or Thursday for Friday, actually Friday for Monday. But thank you for your time. I want to thank the medical examiner's office for providing information and for Ken for getting back and forth. I don't like bickering back and forth. I don't know why your departments couldn't get together and, you know, come up what's best for the residents of Ulster County. All right? You know, you're putting us as a committee that probably has less knowledge than everybody on the outside this table has than we have. Okay? And I'm not saying that to belittle any of the people sitting at this table. All right? There again, our intent here is to whatever's best for Ulster County. Okay? We have to make a decision, unfortunately. We have a bunch of information before us, disputing each other's claims one way or the other. I see holes on both sides, all right? But I'm not going to get involved in, you know, this should be this, this should be this. I mean, there should be cost added to both sides, if you want to ask, be truthful about it, all right? But we have a decision to make tonight. And saying that, let's go on. Let's try to come to a final conclusion here and move forward. Joe?
Sure. I'd just like to quickly say that what strikes me here is whether we're talking about medical examiner or fire safety center, restorative justice. I mean, when you look over to, I believe, Dutchess County, the Dutchess County legislature is working on their approach to how they're going to handle Cuomo's mandate about 16 and 17-year-olds that are coming down the line not being handled as adults. And we're not in on any of that. The execs people come in, they hand us finalized stuff, it's perfect, vote on it. We don't get much from the comptroller because they don't get much access. The legislature has no access. There's not a lot of checks and balances here, and I think we're witnessing a little bit of that right here, and it's been disappointing. Obviously, I think we all have to be a yes on this, but I think the taxpayer would have benefited from this conversation happening a month or two ago, and or even earlier than that. If there's another approach, such as how Dutchess approaches their medical examiner, then I do believe some of that goes into policy. And I do believe that we should be in on some of these decisions on how we're going to approach it. And we're not. We're not. We get finalized. This is how we're doing it. It's great. Vote on it. Don't question it.
Glenn?
That's all I have to say.
Your hand up?
Yeah, I just wondered if in fact, we could go ahead and say yes to the contract. We do have 120 days. Is there a way to try and get some of this analysis and get everybody on the same page so we're looking at apples to apples? A couple of things, you know, like when do we take, how late do we take payments so that we're looking at prior years? When's the last day for booking prior year services? Is that taken into account when we're looking at apples to apples? Are we looking at, well, we've had significant improvements in responsiveness to the families of those that have passed and being able to get back to them with information on autopsies, which I think is really important. Is that coming out of the Westchester facility and part of that contract and their response? Are they as timely or are they better? And are we paying a premium for a policy? So it's all those questions that I'd love to have answered, and I think parts of it are here, but I feel like we do, maybe we could get some common ground on the approach and look at this.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Randy Boughton.
Randy?
Senior auditor in the comptroller's office. My main concern, if you guys...
Can you speak a little louder, please?
My main concern, if you guys are going to pass this tonight, is the actual numbers. 450,700. The old contract was for 337,000 for the services of the pathologist and the deaner. They've said that it's $370,700, and then the $80,000 would be for other services. The math is incorrect per the old contract. So if that's the case, did we renegotiate a higher contract with the pathologist, or is the variable cost incorrectly calculated?
Ken, you want to answer
that? Sure. Well, actually, can I start with Legislator Archer? Sir, yes, I'd love to meet
you. No. Answer the question of Randy's right now.
But it's two parts. So, yes, with our estimates for what the contract for 17 will total, we have encumbered the funds. Like we determined what we believe we're going to pay out. We've accounted for that financially. So, yes, hospitals are notoriously late in their billing. Again, I have the money accounted for. The department has the money accounted for. It doesn't bother us that we get to hold on money longer than people if they bill us later, right? So that's to our advantage to pay them later. Deputy Commissioner Carney's better to respond to the auditor's office. But
right. So that 400 and some thousand that's in the resolution was based on what is in the medical examiner's budget for these services. But the actual, and when we budgeted that, we assumed when we renegotiated with Westchester, they would expect an increase for the pathology deaner piece of the contract, and they have actually kept it flat. So the actual contract for that piece is still $337,000,
correct.
And we have $80,000 budgeted for the variable for the labs. So it is actually the $337,000 plus the $80,000, but the amount in there is what's in. That was, you know, as prepared by contract management and was in our budget.
So by doing a three-year extension, the contract is performed better than what we budgeted. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Elliot and Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the fact that I do think we all need to work together to come to some form of solution, not just to this problem, but to most any problem that's facing us. What I would just like to put forward is the fact that we are currently going to obligate the taxpayers of Ulster County for the next 3 years to a little over $1.3 million. And I understand what Legislator Archer was saying, and I think there's some validity to that. So I'm perfectly sure how we can do this, but why not, since we do have these conflicting numbers, extend this current contract out to the end of the year, which obligates the current legislature, giving both offices and Dr. Smith an opportunity to revisit some of the numbers and bring it forward to this body, let's say by November, so that it can be approved for the subsequent year. I mean, right now we're rushing to do something that we have raised a lot of questions to that deserve a little more time to have answers.
Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in that vein, what I might suggest is that you can approve the contract. I'm assuming this has the standard out clauses, right?
It's not a standard, but it's 120 days.
The standard is supposed to be 60 days, as I recall, but this was 120 days.
Unique circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 60, 90, or 120.
Regardless, you know, I mean, we could probably be reconvening next month to actually sort of finalize this. And if there is a major problem, we can exercise the out clause if we have to. I mean, that's not as if somehow that's beyond us. But what I want to make sure is that if an analysis was done, and again, I apologize for stepping out, but if an analysis was done by the department, that makes sure that we actually have that information. That if there is sort of this comparison out there, that we actually are in fact reviewing it. So that way, we actually understand exactly what we're getting ourselves involved in. So my suggestion to the committee would be, of course, I understand. Yes, we are sort of under the gun. But that does not mean that we can't go and continue to do the job that we're supposed to be doing.
Hold on, with Tracy.
Yeah, I was going to agree with Hector. I mean, given that the contract extension has been negotiated on good terms, flat terms, then I wouldn't want to go into a new contract negotiation for an abbreviated term only to potentially find our terms rise. So it makes sense to me, given that this contract expires April 30th, which is the end of the month, to move forward with this contract. And then if there's more due diligence that we have to do in order, even as legislators, to fully understand the decision-making, then we can go ahead and follow on that. I have not appreciated the late moment of the information, but I've appreciated learning and getting all this backup information about the department and what it's doing. I think we can't... to Alicia's earlier point about the decrease in the turnaround time being a variable that is something that extends beyond money. I mean, that I can't imagine having lost a loved one in an unusual circumstance and having to wait 240 days to get the autopsy report. So
that's of critical importance, and it's not something that we can just necessarily put a dollar sign to. So I'm grateful to see those changes in numbers, but I do want to understand the increase in the personnel costs and what that personnel does to make that happen. And I think we can continue to have that conversation, but from my perspective, we need to approve the contract.
Right, let me just finalize all this, all right? First of all, I don't think people realize how much hard work went in here last week, okay? You know, from the controller's office to the county exec's office to Amber herself. You know, they were texting me that they couldn't make these deadlines by Thursday, Friday, Monday, whatever the case is, and I didn't want to have any of that. I said, you had to have it done, one way or the other. I mean, we have emails going back and forth. I mean, if we put all our time in the emails that we wrote back and forth, we could have been doing some work before us. I don't like all this other hogwash going on. Yes, you know, I'm very unfortunate that the 11th hour we got something that raised the flag and we had to move forward. We tried to do the best we could, and I tried to prod the controller's office and the county exec to have everything done, and, you know, Dr. Smith's office, to get something to us as a group, all right? We have to do something tonight, in my opinion, all right? We do have a clause in there to get rid of it in 120 days if we see fit. I would ask that this committee have a meeting with the controller's office, the county exec office, your office, any legislator that wants to come, next meeting prior to our meeting, an hour, hour and a half prior, so that everybody can hear and explain, I think this number, no, I don't think this number, and this is the reason why I think this number, and so forth. So I would suggest that we pass the resolution before us tonight. We do have a clause in there, 120 days. We can exercise that clause at any time we would like. All right, not saying that we are. And next meeting, we will have a meeting that the Amber will set up, and we will have a meeting with the departments I mentioned, the three and the Ways and Means Committee. And if that's agreeable to everybody, I'd like to have that as part of the resolution.
As part of the resolution?
Is that your motion?
As a motion to have it part of the resolution.
Second that.
What do you mean? You're going to amend the resolution?
That we are going to evaluate this with the different departments next meeting, and we are going to come out with a recommendation to the full legislative body that we are going to proceed with this contract, or no, we're going to give a notice of 120 days.
I do not think that's a wise thing to put in a resolution in approving a contract.
Let's have a motion here then without
thing.
The part
yeah,
of the resolution.
Yeah, it can be an internal.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't need to be written in the
I don't care where we put it, Tracy. I don't care where we put it, Tracy.
If I just caution the legislature, first of all, I would love to meet again. We put a lot of time on this. This is from two budget cycles ago. I know there's some new legislators in the room, but many of them recall we did a lot of this work 2 years ago. I'd love to update you and talk about what we've accomplished, but finding the services of a licensed forensic pathologist is not an easy task. And we have a situation locked in that we've done for a year. It's cost effective. It's valuable to have this relationship, and we have a good plan. But we'd love to keep that going forward. But I wouldn't want to risk losing the current arrangement that we have in place. It's very hard.
I think the point is we don't want to lose that. We want to make sure that's best for the residents of Ulster County.
Sure. Right. I'd love to have that.
All right. So let's pass the resolution as is, and then hold on, Kyle. I need some help. Where's Kyle?
Right. What's up?
We want to put some kind of statement in there that we're going to review this in the future, and that we are going to exercise an option that we have in the contract if we've deemed that we have to. Do we have to include that in the resolution?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
No,
but that's the intent of this committee, correct?
We will
have an agreement working together, but I want this committee to be very sure that this is where we're going in this direction.
We can make a separate motion that the committee's acting on. I just don't see why it's in the resolution.
Okay, it doesn't matter where it is. I just want everybody to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
We have commitments from the controller's office, from the executive.
They will
office,
work.
Correct?
I'm pretty sure they will work with us. They have worked with us in the past. I would hope they would continue to. There's no reason not for them to be involved. Correct?
Correct.
Correct?
I'm proud of the work this before. Yeah, I'd love to explain.
Well, there's a motion on the table. You pull
out. I will pull the motion that inclusive into the resolution itself. Okay. Let's pass the resolution, and then we can have a motion to have that we're going to look at this much more closely with the different departments involved.
Okay.
All right? All in favor of the resolution as is?
Aye.
Anybody against? No? A motion to have Ways and Means Committee work with the county exec's office, with the controller's office, with the mental health office, to look at this in a more detailed manner and make a decision, whatever it might be, regarding the contract that we're going to execute tonight.
So moved.
Yeah,
I'd like to
Kathy?
Have you include the Public Health Committee in that?
Yeah.
They're more than welcome to come. Yeah, we'll put that in there, too. All right? Everybody in favor?
Yes.
We have a second? We have a second?
Yes.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Thank you again for everybody putting their hard efforts in to at least get to this point.
Sure.
Hopefully everybody continue to work. Hold on. We got to do one more thing before we leave. We have any new business? If not, we have 2019 budget analyst. We're going to extend the contract of O'Connor and Davies for an amount of $64,000. Have that in the form of a motion, please. It was a 3-year contract.
Wait, what year? Yeah, I want to think about that.
2000.
I know it's
the 2019 budget analysis.
What? What did we originally hire them? Where are we in that contract?
This will be the last year.
I mean, I've been pretty consistently against them. I'm not going to be making that.
Rick, what would be the? Do we even have an? What would the option look like of switching at this point?
You would have to go up for an RFP.
Do we have the time? Is it reasonable?
I've been with
them. Yeah. When we do go out to an RFP, what's the timing typically?
What was the timing of the last one?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
You know, about 4 months.
Are you still in contract or no? Yeah.
We have an option on a contract.
Rich, can I just add one thing?
Yes, you may.
On a new business, just heads up to the committee that next month, please anticipate a resolution.
Hold on, Kev, before you go there, let's finish this.
Okay.
All right. Regarding the budget and analyst, we have a contract that has another option year. I don't know if we're going to get a better price than what we did.
I guess the question is not just better price. Are we happy with the work that's being done and the analysis on the budget side?
What you'd like to do. The thing is, I only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they have done a detailed budget analysis, and I think that we have asked them to do other things. Legislators have asked them to do other things, and they accommodated everybody. So. What's everybody, Jim?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Four against. All right. Ken, new business?
Yeah, just a heads up to the committee that next month anticipate a resolution from the administration looking for additional staffing to meet some health and safety needs at the Department of Social Services. We're likely going to look for contingency to fund those positions, and we'll have a full analysis with the request when you see it next month.
Ken, you know my feelings on contingency, especially with being in April, May. I have very strong feelings not to go on contingency at this early stage of the year. So I would suggest strongly before you go to contingency, you look every place else.
No, again, I'm going to do the best I can, Mr. Chairman, but this is what I'm giving you a heads up. I think we've reached a situation at the department where I need some caseworkers, and contingency is the right place to go at this time. But again, we'll have that discussion next month.
So is this for decisioning next month?
Yes.
This will
be a resolution authorizing the creation of additional caseworker positions at the Department of Social Services.
And you've done an analysis of all of this, and can we get that in advance so that we have sufficient time to digest it, ask questions, and not just the week before? I mean, something like this out of contingency, I think we need a little bit more lead time.
Lynn, it's not coming out of contingency. Don't worry about that part of it.
Okay.
Well, again,
it's something out of the ordinary. It's out of the budget cycle. It's something unanticipated, and I think it would, I know personally, I'd like to spend a little more time understanding it before decision.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's one of those situations where I've spent a lot of time, given this a lot of attention. I added positions last year, and I held off this year, but we've got to do it. We've got some health and safety concerns we've got to address with on the services side of the shop with children, and it's something that it's important. Again, I'm giving you a heads up because I normally wouldn't ask for contingency unless it was important, but we'll have an analysis. I'm going to do the best I can. My problem is I'm sizing it right now. Do I ask for, is four positions going to solve my problem, or is it three positions? So it's something that I'm working closely with the department on, with the county executive, and I'll make the proposal in form of resolution and with the right backup, and I'll get it as soon as I can then. But okay. I'll be prepared to discuss it in detail.
Thank you. Hey, we'll have it 2 weeks prior to our meeting.
I would appreciate it. Otherwise, why are we rushing to vote on it? I understand, but believe me, that comes up all the time. All I'm saying is, if you're asking for us to appropriate additional monies, it would really be helpful to have sufficient time to digest. The time we all spent, you all spent, doing this analysis, and the time we all spent trying to keep up with it to make an informed decision was not easy. So all I'm saying is that I appreciate the heads up. I understand the issue. I'm asking for it 2 weeks prior to having to make decisions about it. That's it.
He will have it 2 weeks prior to the meeting.
Okay.
He assured me that, right?
I said I'll do my best.
No, he said you would assure me that, right? But before we go any further, before Joe says anything, we need a motion to go out for an RFP for a budget consultant, or we ain't going to have a budget consultant this year. So we better start that process. Let's make a motion that we go out for an RFP regarding our budget consultant. We can do it through the audit committee. How we usually do it, the audit committee or Ways and Means Committee?
So moved.
All right.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Joe?
Ken, you said the analysis, you had done one.
I'm working on one.
Oh, I thought you said you had done it. Okay.
No, it's an ongoing, again, it's ongoing issue. I've got some challenges that we've got to address. And I know I'm going to need staff, the amount of staff, how I structure
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, I think it's fair to ask. I mean, it's enough of take my word for it, and that's kind of the gist I get way too often. So just, you know, I'm sure, you know, if it looks good, we'll be for it, but we should be getting more.
And thus, the heads up that I'm free.
I appreciate it. No, seriously, I do appreciate it.
It's out of the ordinary, and I'm going to make sure that I get enough information as soon as I can.
All right, anything else? Old, new? No? If not, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I thank everyone for coming. Thank you for your work. And hopefully we'll continue to work with you. All right.
Thanks. 6:13.